I would like to start my sermon by reading a short poem that I wrote while sheltering in place a few months ago. It reveals part of Haitian history, which includes my grandfather, who was a member of People's Resistance, who fought against the American invasion of Haiti in 1915 under President Woodrow Wilson to protect their own interests on the island. The title of the poem is, I Am. I am from the Pearl of the Antilles, surrounded by blue skies, tall tropical trees and warm waters. I am the proud Black woman whose ancestors fought the mighty, powerful French army and became the first free, independent Black country in the Western Hemisphere. I am the granddaughter of a general who fought in the Haitian army during the American invasion and came out alive. I am from the rich land of sugarcane, sweet mangoes, fried plantains, soup jumu, and griot. I am from a generation of resilient men and women who's born from a land of political unrest, food insecurity, and yet continue to find hope through their strong faith and remain grateful. I am from the beautiful land of Haiti. Now, as we honor and celebrate Black history, not only this month, but throughout the year, I pay tribute to my own native country, Haiti. January 1st, 2021 marks 217 years of this small country, approximately the same size as the state of Maryland, broke the yoke of bondage from a powerful nation as France, the first country ever to abolish slavery to a successful slave revolt on January 1st, 1804. But Haiti paid a high price for its sovereignty. Once the richest colony in the Antilles, from lucrative sugarcane plantations worked by vast number of slaves brought from Western and Central Africa, Haiti became ostracized by the international community after its independence because it was viewed to be a threat to other slave-owning countries and feared of slave uprising in other regions. Haiti became all alone in a hostile world, seeking to find relief from political and economic isolation and to gain immunity from French military invasion in Haiti. Haiti was forced to comply to France's ultimatum and agreed to pay $21 billion to preserve its independence, a form of extortion at best. It took 122 years for Haiti to pay off this debt, which was finally settled in 1947. The island was crippled by this insurmountable amount of debt, added to a litany of endemic political corruption, inadequate infrastructure, and widespread illiteracy. Located on the west side of the island of Hispaniola, neighboring the Dominican Republic, its tropical position by the strong wind direction over the Atlantic leaves it open to multiple tropical storms and hurricanes yearly. Its most catastrophic natural disaster was felt 11 years ago in the 2010 7.0 magnitude earthquake, which struck the most densely populated area of the country, where over 300,000 people lost their lives and left 1.6 million homeless. This great tragedy and loss brought my own family together to create a sport and education center in the central plateau of the country, a remote village where my own mother was born, and I spent many of my summer vacations as a child on the family farm. This center, the only one in the village, has allowed children from the community and surrounding areas to have a place where they can gather to learn, socialize, play sports, have a nutritious meal, and just be children, at least for part of the day, to alleviate the stress of their daily hardship. This family organization has been a rewarding experience for me, which has allowed me to stay energized, to reconnect with my people and to the land that raised me, in which I love so dearly. Here, in my adopted land, the recent insurrection of the nation capital on January 6th brought back a vivid and horrific flashback of many years ago, living in Haiti as a young girl. I recall playing in the schoolyard with classmates, and suddenly we heard what sounded like an explosion in the sky, when the teachers grabbed our hands and rushed us into the classroom. There, we were instructed to lay down under our wooden table while listening quietly in the dark to the crashing sound of gunfire and helicopters above. I remember being drenched in sweat from the hot classroom, trembling from fear under the table, yearning to hear my mom's voice to console me. It felt like eternity before she was able to come and pick me up. Only much later, I understood what happened to be an attempt coup at the National Palace under the brutal dictatorship of the Duvalier regime. Last month, like so many of you, I found myself glued in front of the TV, curled up into a ball, reliving with great trepidation and confusion the trauma of that little girl inside of me, who has yet to heal from that horrific day of so many years ago. That was the type of political unrest which had forced my family to leave our country seeking for freedom and democracy. I now realize how fragile that democracy can be. And it must never be taken for granted wherever we are. Thank you.